Good morning, I'm Sheila Past. We're on the record. Not knowing your lines when you step out on stage seems the very definition of a nightmare. For improvisers, not knowing your lines when you step on stage is the point. Unscripted is a completely improvised full-length play to be performed by members of the Baltimore Improv Group at Single Carrot Theater in the city's Remington neighborhood. The actors aim to create a world, connect scenes, and construct a plot with zero prepared material. All of the characters, relationships, and events unfold before the audience's eyes. Joining me to explain how they create this theatrical magic are Dave LaSalle and Tim German of the Baltimore Improv Group. The Baltimore Improv Group offers improv classes for all ages and experience levels, as well as performances by its many troupes. Welcome to On the Record.
Thank you so much, Sheila. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Unscripted starts its run on Thursday. It will run weekends through May 13th. Dave LaSalle, you're one of the show's directors. What is the rehearsal process like for an improvised play?
So this is season 10 for Unscripted. So we've got a lot of veterans in the cast who already know sort of the bones of an improvised play, but a lot of it is just getting that back into muscle memory, working on narrative arcs. So how do we begin? We begin in the everyday. We begin creating our world, gifting each other, building relationships, and then we have to discover what is it that sets our story in motion. So what is the inciting incident that sets things in motion? And then from there, it's basically just a lot of creating trouble. We just create more and more problems for our characters, and things fall apart progressively over the course of the first act.
But that first thing, creating the force that triggers the whole act, where do you find that? Where's that come from?
That's a great question. That's the magic. So we start the show by asking the audience a couple of questions. So we ask the audience to give us a relationship, like brother and sister, dentist and patient, something like that. We get a relationship. We get an activity that two people could do together. Say they say, I don't know, water skiing. So we've got a dentist and patient. We've got water skiing. And finally, we get an emotion. You want to give me an emotion, Sheila?
Pain.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Great. So our play begins with a dentist and patient who are water skiing painfully, and they explore their relationship. This is not an uncommon occurrence. This is sort of an everyday for them. They water ski together, and they explore the pain. And the answer to that question, why is the pain there, generates more material, builds the world more and more, and we find out who else is involved in these characters' lives and who else is involved in this relationship dynamic. And somewhere along the way, after we have laid out all these toys, we realize, oh my gosh, something has gone horribly wrong. And then our story really gets rolling.
Actually, I would have thought the pain would have been the first clue that something was wrong. Tim German, you're one of the improvisers on stage. Is there audience participation?
In that they give us suggestions. In that sometimes they'll give us props as well. That's one thing that we frequently ask for, is for them to bring items to us so that we can use them and incorporate them into the story. And then obviously the suggestions that we take from them at the top of show, like Dave said.
Something new this year as well that we have not done seasons past is that at intermission, we are asking our audience to write on a slip of paper the first line of the second act of the show. And then when the audience returns from intermission, they are going to title the play at that point as well. So it's untitled up until intermission, at which point the audience tells us the title, and they begin the first act by writing the first line of dialogue for us.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass, speaking with Dave LaSalle, one of the directors of Unscripted, an improvised play produced by the Baltimore Improv Group, and Tim German, an improviser performing in this show. So, Dave, during a performance, how do you cue lights or music? I mean, how do you know when act one is over? How do you know when you've reached the intermission?
I do a lot of nail biting during the show because I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know where scenes are going to end, but I will be in the tech booth. So my job, once the rehearsal process is over, my job as the director is to watch and listen like crazy and feel when the scene is over. When has this scene accomplished what it set out to accomplish? At which point I will cue lights down. We've got a fantastic musical accompanist. He's an improviser in his own right, Matt Folia, this year. So lights go down, Matt starts playing the keyboard, and we're on to the next scene. And who knows what's going to happen? Whoever walks on stage, and then the next thing happens.
Well, and that's what I wanted to ask you, Tim German. How do you decide who will come out on stage?
Just sort of feeling what is going on with your partner. Basically, what we do as improvisers just generally is finding a small pin of what a character could be, just a small fragment of that. And then for Unscripted, since we're going to be growing these characters anyway, you can just sort of come with that small fragment, and then together we're going to build a person who is a reality as opposed to like a caricature.
Are there some tactics that you use to help build continuity within the play? I mean, it seems to me that this is entropy, you know, it's sort of inclined to spin apart. Is there some way you try to counteract that to build some continuity in?
Yeah, that is really the challenge for us. It inclines to entropy for sure. I think the best way that we safeguard against just having a crazy, chaotic, beautiful sprawl, we want to have something linear. The way that we safeguard against that is in that rehearsal process, is in working within story structure. So we use a tool called the story spine, which is basically a plot structure. So we say, once upon a time, there was a, I don't know what, carpenter. And every day he would go to his shop and he would build chairs. But one day, and here's something terrible happens. I don't know, what is it? One day he went to his shop and...
Oh, we've left the water skiers.
Do you want to go back to the... We can do water skiers.
We can do water skiers, yeah.
Well, once upon a time, there were a dentist and patient. And they would take water skiing trips together, and neither of them enjoyed them. They would suffer through them, but they each thought the other one liked it so much, and their relationship was important, so they suffered through those. But one day when they went water skiing...
They lost the boat.
They lost the boat. They were stranded out at sea, right? And because of that, and that's really the key right there, is every scene from that point on is the effect of the previous scene. So it's all cause and effect. Once we get rolling, so... Because they lost the boat, they were stranded out to sea and washed up on an island. And because of that, they explored the island and found that they weren't alone, that there were a group of people living there who had run away during the 60s to form a better society. And because of that, they integrated into this community and thought that they had created, and so on and so forth.
But let me make sure that I'm following, because you're not saying that you file in your heads pre-digested templates of a plot. That the plot that you just...
Improvised?
Made up. You would make up a plot there.
Oh, absolutely.
As the play is unfolding.
And the crazy, the beautiful, the best thing is that it's not one person making up the story. So there is no way to script anything because you've got six people making stuff up together. And so you have no idea
where it's going. But I do think you anticipated a question I was about to ask, because the storyline you just laid out doesn't sound especially happy. I was going to ask, is it always a comedy? Does the improv always turn into a comedy?
No. One of the things that we have focused on now is finding sweet or bittersweet. Sometimes the venture in Unscripted turns to a place where we've gotten ourselves into a situation where it gets unexpectedly dark or unexpectedly sinister. And I mean, there's always comedy and levity just because we're improvisers and we all have a very comedic heart. But sometimes you can get into a place where the show is unexpectedly surreal or emotional. Yeah. And we find a nice way to kind of ride that wave.
Performers, I think, tend to be harder on themselves than audience members are. Tim, you performed last year as well. When the play is over, how do you define success?
I think that if you, especially for Unscripted, if you made the audience feel something and they at some point completely forgot that we were improvising, we've done our job. If at one point in their minds they say that they're worried about the characters as opposed to the actor Tim on stage, I have gotten them and I have done a good job. I've done my job correctly.
Dave, how about you?
I mean, I think Tim answered that beautifully. I think we don't necessarily create comedies, but we create plays that are funny. So I think that an audience can go to the show and expect to laugh. And we like that. We're improvisers. We like that. It's also super rewarding those moments when an audience might gasp or might sincerely give that, oh, or when the kiss finally happens on stage and you can feel the emotion in the room. So how do you measure the success of a play? Are you moved? Are you transported somewhere else? Are you plugged into somebody else's life for a while? That's how we measure success as well.
Okay, nuts and bolts. Dave, what types of classes are available through the Baltimore Improv Group?
So we have a whole curriculum starting with folks who have never improvised before and who are 90% of whom are terrified to do so. I certainly was my first day of classes. So we have a lot of people who come in just to play around with it, just to get comfortable talking to a group or to get more comfortable talking in general in their lives and just want to build some confidence. Then what happens is that they find out that those 2 hours on Tuesday night are like their favorite 2 hours of the week, and they're hooked and they just want to, and their new best friends are their 11 classmates. So then you're hooked. So then you're into the curriculum and it escalates right up on through. So we start off with short form classes, playing little games, group games, and then we start building scene work and all the way up to more advanced forms. Sort of a standard form in improv is the Herald, which is sort of a three-act form with interweaving storylines. There is a lot to explore in, I mean, the world of improv is huge, but in Baltimore, there's a lot to explore in terms of improv learning.
Thank you both.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure, Sheila.
Thank you very much, Sheila.
Dave LaSalle is one of the directors of Unscripted, an improvised play produced by the Baltimore Improv Group. Tim German is an improviser who performs in the show. Unscripted runs Thursdays through Saturday, starting this Thursday, April 27th, through May 13th, including a special Sunday matinee on May 7th. Information about Unscripted and the Baltimore Improv Group is available at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. I'm Sheila Cass. Quick break. When we come back, journalist Michelle Norris on how to approach a conversation about racism. Stay tuned.